Well, I tell you what, folks, when you get ready for the Bassmaster Classic, you're getting ready for a great event. It's in Pittsburgh this year, and with me today is Marty Stone. And, Marty, I caught you on the water.
You sure did. I'm out here doing what I need to be doing. That's fishing.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because a lot of people don't think about, you know, guys getting ready for the Bassmaster Classic. He's probably home map reading, some of those kind of things. But you're really out there honing your skills so that you can go to Pittsburgh and be able to feel like you can catch a few, aren't you?
Terry, you know, our sport's no different than a lot of other professional sports. The only way you're going to get better is through repetition. Repetition in casting, catching fish, solving the riddle for the day. And to me, I've always done this in showcase events like the Classic. I always take a few days and I get away and I go do just that. I go to a lake that I'm not really familiar with and I break it down and see what I can figure out, catch some fish, reel them in, go through the whole process. That way, when I get to the Classic, I'm used to that. That's the mindset I'm in.
Well, you know, I want to make sure people are clear. You're not at Pittsburgh fishing on the river. You're out fishing by home somewhere.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm on a little small lake here near the house. And, you know, it's nothing like Pittsburgh. I don't have anything around me that is. But the thing is fishing to a point. There's always a rhyme and reason that happens during the day. And you got to catch it. And you got to figure it out. And Pittsburgh's going to be that. It's going to be whoever figures out the little quirkiness or the moodiness of the fish for that particular moment.
Well, you know, I think that's very, very important. For this particular Classic, of course, we're going to have the Classic at a place that, you know, is going to be great from a metro standpoint. You're looking at people that maybe don't know a lot about bass fishing that will be able to attend and see this event, and it'll help grow our sport. But a very, very tough fishery. It's going to be hard to catch a couple.
Absolutely. You know what? I've said this. I think we're in danger, or at least have a possibility to break the all-time lowest winning weight. Now, with that said, keep this in mind. These are the kind of tournaments I enjoy the most. They're the toughest to fish, it separates people mentally, and they're the easiest to win. You can have a 30-minute special window in a two-day period, and you can win this thing.
You start thinking about just how critical each bite is, too, you know, and you talked about the mental aspect. You got to be on your game every cast, don't you?
You really do, and that's where the importance of this, what I'm doing today, is. I mean, I'm treating today and the next couple of days as if I was in the Classic. Making sure boat position is perfect, making sure casts are as perfect as I can, making sure I detect strikes, making sure any little chink I might have going on right now that I work through it. You know, I haven't fished since the Pittsburgh Classic on purpose. I have not been on a body of water. I always do this too. I stay away from it. And then the week before, I go do a little bit of fishing. And the reason being, I was about to die to get back in this boat. I was absolutely about to die to go fishing again. Now I'm able to get all that energy out of me and get focused back on the game at hand.
Well, you got 300-plus days a year on the water, and you're dying to chomp to get back on the water. That tells you a lot about the fishery and the fact that what kind of guy Marty Stone is. You're hungry.
I am. And, you know, that's been the key for me the last couple of years. About a two-and-a-half-year period ago, fishing become fun again. In other words, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I'm able to do it at a high level. I've got some of the greatest sponsors in the world, added a few for this Classic, and I'm having fun with it. I mean, I'm fishing. Who couldn't enjoy it? But it is nice to, after a long season like we had, get away from it, kick back, look back on some things, and take just enough time away from it that when you get back on the water, you can't wait to go another day.
Well, you know, Marty, one thing comes to mind, you know, and I keep thinking about the tackle companies a little bit. You know, whenever we've had Classics, you look back Davey Height, you know, with the Gambler bacon rind, you know, you look at all these Bagley baits, all the things that have won Classics or stuff like that. You're going to have a whole different genre of baits potentially at this river. People are going to be talking about MEP spinners and small crankbaits, small spinner baits, a lot of those kind of things. They're going to bring some equipment out of the picture that we haven't thrown in a while.
You know, this Classic here, Terry, is going to be all about getting a bite. You know, Gerald and myself have a favorite saying, you got to get bit to win. And that is never going to be more of a truer statement here. If it takes a crappy jig to a floating fly to a pointer 55 to the smallest crankbait a man can throw, you've got to figure out somehow or another to get a bite. And this Classic right here is going to really showcase the guys that when it gets tough, what little trick they've got up their sleeve.
But we always talk about grinding them out, and I think what you're going to find out, the guy that can grind the best at this Classic is going to be the guy that walks away with that Classic trophy.
Well, I agree with the statement up until the point you said walking away. I don't think there's going to be a big enough separation of anybody that they're going to walk away with it, literally. I think it's going to come down to ounces. I mean absolutely ounces at the end of this thing.
Well, you know, you look at that, and that really can be good. I mean, from the standpoint you're talking about the, you know, maybe the fishery being tough, but in reality, if you get that down and it's, you know, a tenth of a pound or a hundredth of a pound that wins this thing, we've never had anything that close before.
Terry, we you know, ever since Dalton Bobo lost by 1 ounce back in, what was that, 97, I believe, this is what this classic's going to end at. It's going to end in ounces, and you're right. It's going to be a tough classic. There's not going to be a lot of fish catches. There's definitely not going to be a lot of big fish catches. But there's going to be a great storyline. The guy that wins this thing, I promise you, will be so emotionally drained and spent from fighting every second for his life out here on this water just to survive each day. It'll be unbelievable.
Well, you got 95 degrees. You got probably no wind. You've got a very, very tough bite. How do you keep mentally prepared?
That's the want. That's where you just, by God, got to want it. You got to want it so bad that you can taste it, whether it's the first 10 minutes of the day or the last 10 minutes of the day. And that is the key right there. And, again, that's what goes through a lot of my preparation. I stayed off the water for a couple of weeks. Now I want to go fishing. Now I'm going to be looking forward to Classic. Now, no matter what happens, I'm going to be wanting to catch that first fish, and then after that, the next. I mean, it really becomes a wheel then.
Well, you know, you talk about the mental aspects, but the physical ones could play into this as well, and I know you work very, very hard at that.
Absolutely. I even turned it up a little bit for this Classic. I'm to the point now, depending upon the day and where I'm at in my workout schedule, I'm walking anywhere between 3 and 8 miles a day and then doing the weight training at least an hour a day. When I'm not on the water, that's off the water stuff. It's a part of that's really helped me stay focused, stay in shape, get so I can come out here and take a 10, 12, 13, 14 hour day. You know, 10 years ago, I could fish 14, 15 hours and do it for 30 days in a row. I'm getting old enough, I'm starting to feel that a little bit and having to work a little bit harder at it.
Well, you know, Marty, when you look at this thing in the mental aspects, of course, the physical aspects, and then all the stuff that goes on around the Classic, you know, last year you had a real good taste of that top echelon. I mean, you came out there, had a real good opportunity to win the Classic last year. How much does that play into it? I mean, the fact you've been there, you've been very, very close before, is that something that enters your mind?
I said this about the Classic, and I will leave the sport always saying this. It's the easiest tournament I fished to win. It's the hardest one to get there to win. And I'll believe that until I leave. I've seen it from my first one until this one. It's the easiest one there is to win. It's the hardest one to qualify for.
Well, you know, you look at the guys that have had great careers. You know, Roland Martin comes to mind really at the top of the list. 9 Angler of the Years, and then no Classic wins. You know, and you think about then the Rick Klunz who won it 4 times. You know, you look back at some of that stuff. Some guys really get prepared for that thing and come out and win it, and other guys have a tough time with it.
People handle pressure different ways. I've always been the type. The more that was staked and the higher the pressure, the better I did. That's my makeup. You know, I was the guy that when it was 2 outs, bases loaded, and we were down by 3, I wanted the bat in my hand. Same way at the free throw line. Game on the line, no time on the clock, couple free throws could seal the deal. I wanted the ball. I'm not going to say I finished it, but I strive for those kind of situations. The Classic's the kind of deal that when you get there, you got to realize several things. One, it's not like the old days. You're going to be bothered. All right, we've got media, we've got, and it'd be print, television, local, everything you can possibly imagine, and it's going to take up 7/24, and the way I look at the Classic is you take it all, full bore. You rest when you get through with the Classic, but you never go there anymore thinking, all right, I can get away for a minute. No, you enjoy the whole experience, you accept it all head on, and deal with it.
Well, there's nobody that has more energy or is more devout to their sport than Marty Stone. And, Marty, I appreciate you taking time with me, even on the water, to be on Bass Fan Radio.
Terry, it's been my pleasure.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.